This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today, we're all caregivers.
My wife, Peg, is a retired hospice nurse. She was loved by her patients and their families, and even attended the funerals of patients when they died. Her ethos was of the true caregiver, whose bottom line is the well-being of her patients. Back in the late 90s, I was hired by Fox 29 in Philadelphia. My job was to make people laugh and smile. I had a reputation in Philly as a stand-up comedian and radio personality, which is how I got a TV gig. I produced light comedic segments for Good Day Philadelphia, which I came to call my silly little pieces. I did all the stuff serious journalists avoided. I wrestled with the late King Kong Bundy at the Monster Factory Wrestling School with the antics of a slapstick comedian. I got on a SEPTA bus dressed as a huge alligator, asking the driver if the bus went to Florida because I was going to a family reunion. Meanwhile, my wife was caring for people at the end stage of life. She'd go to the mat to get each of her patients what they needed, to die without pain, discomfort, or distress. She'd sit with them and their family members and learn about their lives, their children, grandchildren, jobs, interests, fears, triumphs, heartaches, and joys. My wife laughed and cried with them. She listened. She cared. I never felt that what I did could ever match my wife's work. While she held the hands of the dying, I was making jokes and creating funny little stories. I wasn't even a serious reporter. I was the afterthought, the quip, the punchline. The world could live and die without my contribution. One night, returning home from a comedy gig about 1:30 in the morning, my wife was preparing to visit a patient's home. Her husband had called because he believed his wife had passed. My wife, on call, called him back to say she'd be right there. I went with her, given the hour. I just wait in the car while she pronounced the woman dead. We arrived. She went into the house. A half hour later, she emerged and returned to the car. As I was pulling away from the curb, my wife turns to me and says, as I was leaving, the husband looked as though he wanted to ask me something but was hesitating. He finally asked, "When you called me back, the caller ID said, Grover Silcox. Is he your husband?" I said, "Yes, in fact, he's waiting in the car." He then says, "Is he the guy from Fox 29? I said, "Yes." And he says, "My wife loved his silly little pieces. She'd wait for them." At that moment, sitting in the car, Peg and I came to a crossroads. Our life's work met. I realized that my silly little stories meant more than an afterthought to this woman. I realized that whatever you do in the service of others counts. Today, when I see doctors, nurses, and caregivers working valiantly against the odds to help and save patients from the ravages of coronavirus, I think of my wife and all those who devote their lives and often risk them for others. In addition to the healthcare workers, I think of all the educators still teaching virtually. I think of the supermarket employees still stocking shelves and checking out customers. I think of the police, firefighters, and EMTs. I think of my friends, the comics and comedians. When this scourge passes, we will need them more than ever to wipe away the tears and make us laugh and smile again. We are all caregivers when we show that we care.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.